A new drug developed by the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research called tafenoquin has the potential to eradicate malaria. It recently received approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Now the Army is testing how it protects deployed troops. To learn more, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Major Victor Zottig, product manager for tafenoquin at the Army's Medical Material Development Activity.
Tafenoquin will be taken in a simple weekly dosing form, so after a 3-day loading dose, so 3 days prior to deployment, you'll take 2 pills a day for 3 days. And then once the soldier or traveler is deployed to a malarious environment, they take 2 pills once a week. And then once they come back from the deployment or the malarious area, they'll take 2 pills as kind of a terminal dose for treatment.
And you talked about the promising results you saw in early testing. What do those results look like? Do they look better than the drugs that are currently being used?
That's correct. So tafenoquin is unique because it protects against all the various malaria species, and it also protects against the different parasite life cycles of malaria that infect humans. So it actually works against all stages of malaria within the human body. So there's none of the other FDA-approved drugs that we mentioned can do this. It also protects against the dormant liver stages of malaria, or hypnozoite stages. The only other FDA-approved drug that can do that is a drug called Primaquine.
Yeah, because I was wondering about the strains. Are different soldiers being given different kinds of drugs based on where they're going? I imagine that they are. And so you're saying with tafenoquin, it's universal. Anybody can take it, and all strains of malaria, their risks of catching it are reduced.
Correct. So those certain drugs do have geographic limitations based on malaria resistance. So probably the most famous malaria resistance is chloroquine resistance. So chloroquine is, although it's approved by the Army for use, it's generally not used in the services because of the resistance issue. Tafenoquin has no such known resistance pathway, so tafenoquin right now can be used globally. It cannot be used for all service members. There is a contraindication for service members that have what's called G6PD deficiency, and that is well known in this class of drugs. Tafenoquin derives from Primaquine, so they're a class of drugs called acetaminoquinolones, and that class has that limitation where people who have G6PD deficiency cannot take the drug. Service members are tested for their deficiency level upon initial entry into the service they're going to, so it's in their medical records. So it's highly unlikely they would be prescribed a drug with that known deficiency.
We're speaking with Major Victor Zottig from the U.S. Army Medical Material Development Activity. You're the product manager for tafenoquin. How did this idea come about to use it to treat malaria? And, basically, how'd you get to where you are?
So the Department of Defense, and particularly the Army, has had a long, robust anti-malarial drug development program. And tafenoquin was synthesized by the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. It's our basically science and technology lab that works on drug discovery for various infectious diseases such as malaria. After that, RARE actually continued to work with the drug in the preclinical development. And then they tested it in their overseas labs in Thailand and Kenya in different clinical trials specifically focused on malaria. After that, once we saw the promising results from the clinical trials, it advanced through the military acquisitions process to advanced development, or what we call medical product development, at the U.S. Army Medical Material Development Activity, or USAMDA, which is where I currently work. After that original development pathway, we partnered with GSK, then GlaxoSmithKline. GSK later no longer sought the prophylactic indication for tafenoquin, which was the main interest to the Army. We use prophylactic drugs while soldiers are deployed overseas to ensure they're protected against malaria.
And so the prophylactic drugs, those are those pills that I hear give you really weird dreams that I hear about all the time.
So The Army has three prophylactic antimalarial drugs. There's two that are daily medications. One is doxycycline and one is Malarone. The one you're referring to is a weekly medication called Mefloquin, which is kind of a drug of last resort for the Army. It's only used if people cannot take doxycycline or Malarone.
And are there is there the potential for tafenoquine to develop a resistance as well? Malaria is a very, I know that it evolves very rapidly. Is that something that tafenoquine is able to defend against, or how does that work?
It's a good question. And so the different mechanisms for malaria resistance in the various drugs are typically unique to the drug class. And tafenoquine, the mechanism of action against malaria isn't 100% known. What we do know is we think that there's a oxidative stress cycle that tafenoquine produces that kills the parasites in the liver. So that oxidative cycle is very rapid, and we call it transient. So the parasite won't be exposed to that metabolite long enough for it to develop resistance. So we feel currently that it's unlikely that tafenoquine will develop broad resistance.
So you're basically taking it out before it even has a chance to know, oh, you know, we need to develop this, you know, protection to not be killed by this drug, so to speak.
Essentially, yes. Yeah, a lot of the other drugs that become resistant, it's due to the drugs being dosed at various levels. And then once they reach a level in the body where it no longer effectively kills the parasites based on the dose given, the stronger parasites that survive that dosing genetically modify and develop resistance, like you said, very quickly.
At the risk of making this sound like a drug commercial, I only ask, what are the side effects, just because I know that the side effects for the other malaria drugs can be a little bit intense for some people.
Yeah, that's a good point. So the general side effects, the largest one is GI upset. We find that by taking tafenoquine with food, that kind of ameliorates the system, the symptoms. But headache, dizziness are some other common side effects. Generally, in the clinical trials, we've seen that they're mild to moderate and do not lead to discontinuation of taking the medication.
And so what does this mean overall for fighting against malaria? It kills millions of people every year. Do you think that, you know, this could be the kind of thing where humanitarian efforts are being brought forth for people in developing countries, not just in the service?
Our commercial partner is developing tafenoquine for a commercial launch, as well as GlaxoSmithKline. And both those companies, specifically GSK, is partnered with an organization called Medicine for Malaria Ventures. And they work closely with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has actually a global portfolio to attempt to eradicate malaria. And from my understanding is that MMV and Bill and Melinda Gates are planning to use tafenoquine as one of the measures to help eliminate and potentially eradicate malaria.
And the timeline of fighting against malaria, is this, do you consider this a pretty big breakthrough? I know that the previous drugs, those have been around for quite some time. Is this a major step in the direction of fighting against it?
We feel so. This is the first new FDA-approved anti-malarial drug for prophylaxis in 18 years. It's also the first FDA-approved treatment drug for P. vivax malaria in over roughly 60 years. So not a lot of new medications for malaria come on the market that are FDA-approved. The pathway is long and sometimes not financially feasible for commercial companies. So with drug resistance coming to the various drugs that are out there, we're always looking to provide new drugs in the pipeline in order to help combat this disease. So we feel this is very significant because there has not been a new medication against malaria in quite some time.
Wrapping up, how Malaria has affected development of society more in more ways than people understand. How has it affected Army's operations over the years? There's obviously not been anything huge where everybody has to be sent home like they had to, in the Spanish Civil War or something like that. But do a lot of service members fall victim to malaria symptoms?
The Army and all services have robust protection measures, and it's a combination of, preventive medicine measures, but our uniforms are typically treated with permethrin. We have approved insect repellents. We take prophylactic medication in malarious areas. But despite all the different armamentarium of preventive measures, about 30 to 60 service members a year that are deployed come down with malaria, and that includes some service members that were traveling on leave. Obviously, we'd like that number to be zero, and we're hoping new drugs like tifenoquin will help combat that. But as far as previous operations, you really see how malaria impacted Army operations during World War II, where not all measures were followed, and it really hindered combat operations, especially in the Pacific theater of war.
And so what's the timeline for this? When can we start seeing recruits being given this drug before they're deployed? And I know you're probably not familiar with the commercial timeline, but what is the Army looking at?
So their commercial partner, 60 Degrees Pharmaceutical, put it out in a conference last month that they expect to have the drug on the market in second quarter 19, so I guess late February, early March of 2019. The Army would like to implement this new drug to provide it to service members sometime in late 2019 as we update our various policies and get it out to the troops.
Major Victor Zadig is product manager at the Army Medical Material Development Activity, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.